Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Chi-Town Podcast Show's Angel! That's my angel! Yes, Angel. Happy Friday! Yes, happy Friday, guys. So, you guys have an amazing, wonderful Friday, guys. It's Friday. It's a beautiful name in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Ride along. So, happy Friday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Friday, yes, Friday. But also, you know, kids got school. People going to school. People off today. You know, people going to work or getting off. But yes, happy Friday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Also, happy birthday to everyone's birthday Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy God's birthday. So, party like it's your birthday. We all the same club. Party's like your birthday. Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Enjoy God's birthday. Today, of course, we're talking about the NFL draft. Day one draft. Also, we're talking about the NBA playoff today, so let's get into it. Yes, the NFL draft, the first round. It was amazing. It was amazing round. It was like first, like 12 pick. It was all 23 offense players that game. Like, first round, it was like, I think it was some defense, but it was like more like offense. Like, it was a lot of offense players. Getting a draft first, then defense. I know it was a couple, but it was like the 23 offensive players was getting claimed. Also, Falcons shot the whole entire world. Also, they, you know, cousin was shit my lamp was pissed off that the Falcons got a quarterback. He was pissed. People were like, why did y'all get a quarterback? But y'all gotta understand, they looking at their future as well. You know, they trying. They trying to look at their future because in the day, say, you know, cousin, you know, retired, and then a quarterback. You know, they need a quarterback. Also, Ricky can learn from cousin. Also, you know, cousin of course coming out from an injury, but end of the day, it's a good thing. I see what Falcons trying to do, trying to do what the Green Bay Packers did with Jordan Love. Andrew Arthur left, Jordan Love came the quarterback, the franchise quarterback now. But it's a beauty, you know, it's a beauty to see and to love about it. So, congratulations to the Falcons, shot the whole world, shot the whole internet. It's a lot of fans was up. Some fans upset, some fans happy, but I'm excited, you know. I'm excited for the NFL start, you know, preseason start. I think in August or June. It started in August, and then you know, regular season started in September. So I can't wait for the NFL. Of course, tonight and Saturday, you know, draft both days. So 2 and 3 tonight at 7 Eastern. I'm not sure. I'm sure for I think so. The call on that, and then 2 and 3. Tonight, and then the rest is tomorrow, Saturday. It'll be like early Saturday. So I'm excited for these young men who getting drafted and making their dream come true. So congratulations to them, and go ball out. Go show them why you the top dog, and why you the top dog in your class. Also, it does not define you where you got drafted at. Just know you got ball out, because you know, also I always say this, Pete, like, yesterday, Pete, you know, the veteran heads, you know, get some little tips and stuff like that. Also, you know, you study, study game film and stuff like that. Study your opponents. Also, you know, use your, what they call, use some of the sauce, you know, the sauce of your teammates, like how they do that and stuff like that. Study their players. Also, you know, put your little missing, your missing their players away. As well, so yeah, so I can't wait. I'm excited. 10 out of 10. I'm very, very excited to watch and see where these young men start. Also, I'm excited for the NFL regular season starting September. So I'm excited. I'm very, very hyped because it'll be fun. It'll be very, very fun. Very interesting to watch and see. So yeah. Now let's start the I move on to the. So also before we start moving on, I want to say congratulations to, like I said, to the men's who did it, you know, realized did it and stuff like that, who got drafted. But the people who did not get drafted, they probably get drafted tonight and then got Saturday. You know, they probably get drafted Saturday. So like I said, it does not define you where you get drafted at. It's just show them why you belong on this team. That's all you gotta show, why you belong on this team. And go out there and ball and preseason, you know, training camp. Of course, training camp is coming up. So, you got Bill Kendry in that as well. So, I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. I can't wait for the regular season start and the NFL starting September. So, I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm like, cloud. I'm not sure. I think it starts in August, then September. No, it starts in September. The regular season do start in September. I'm not sure. So, I'm hoping that. But, I know the preseason starting in August and then cuts in August as well, going on in September. So I'm excited about that. So yeah. So all right, let me know how you guys feel about the draft, first round. Like, are you guys excited where your team drafted? Are you guys, excuse my name, but pissed off that the people you got drafted, who you drafted? But you know, just love the process. You probably see why they pick this player for a reason. If like this player show more value and they feel like it's connected to them, so yeah. So let me know how you guys feel. But let's move on to the NBA playoff game. We're gonna talk about Wednesday game, Heat versus the Celtics. Of course, this Heat, of course, 111-2101, series tied 1-1. So I told you, the Celtics not playing. Then you got the Pel versus the OKC. OKC, of course, 124. Pel 92. OKC 2-0 right now. Then you got the yesterday game. It was some good, good game. Got some games. Team, like, must win some team. It was, like, must win. General, like, must win. But we had the Cavs versus Orlando. Orlando came out play. They came out the ball out. Orlando, they said, we're not going 3-0. We're not letting them go up 3-0, and they shot the world. But Orlando, of course, 121 to Cavs 83. So Orlando balled out, like balled out. It's crazy. They had the Knicks versus the 76ers game. 76ers, of course, 125 to Knicks 114. I feel like I said, I feel like they played. They play Saturday. No, they play Sunday. 76ers versus Knicks play Sunday, right? I feel like. I don't know how to explain. Like, I feel like it's going to go 2-2. Like, this 76ers and the Knicks probably go to, like, game 7. Up to game 7. How they play right now. I feel like they're going to go up to game 7. Like, okay, 76ers, like, finding their rhythm and stuff like that. So, I feel like it's going to go up to game 7. Then you got game 3, you had the Nuggets versus the Lakers. The Lakers was up like in the first half. Then the Nuggets, you know, went on the run third and then fourth. They never looked back. But the Denver Nuggets, of course, 112. The champs, of course, 112 to Lakers 105. The series 3-0 right now. So, crazy. They, you know, we won't talk about it, but. Excuse me. I feel like the Nuggets don't sweep the Lakers, like 4-0. I feel like it is. Denver probably gonna win game 4 and wait to face the Suns or the Timberwolves. So that'll be a good matchup for them. But Game three tonight. We got the Bucks versus the Indiana Pacers. They play at 4:30 p.m. tonight. Then you got the Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. 7 p.m. tonight. That's about to be a good game. Like I said, Dallas and Clippers, they about to go. Be back. Okay. Now, like I'm saying about the cap on the the Clippers versus the Dallas. It's gonna go. I feel like this is gonna go like two. It's gonna come down to like probably go to game seven. This team is not gonna back down. Both teams not gonna back down. Both teams gonna bring their A game. But Dallas got home court advantage tonight, so it's gonna be a good matchup. Then you got Timberwolves versus the Sun tonight at 9:30 p.m. tonight. So that game will be good. Sun trying to not go 3-0. So let's see if Sun win this game. They get home. Sun's at home. So let's see. But tomorrow we got the Cavs versus Orlando at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the OKC versus the Pels at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Celtics versus the Heat at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Nuggets versus the Lakers at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. That's tomorrow. These games gonna be good. I already know it. And then Sunday game, we got the Knicks versus the 76ers at 12 p.m. Sunday. Then you got the Clippers versus Dallas at 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Then you got the Bucks versus the Indiana Pacers at 6 p.m. Sunday. Then you got Timberwolves versus the Sun at 8:30 p.m. Sunday. These games going to be good. Like, good. These games going to be like A1. Like, very, very A1. And I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. I want to see where these teams going to go. Like, where these players, like, would they be, like, not going to lay down at all. I don't hope so they bring their A game tonight. Some teams got to fight, Hannah, Heat, they at home. Heat is at home tonight. Yeah, Heat is at home tonight. Heat not playing tonight. But, like I said, Dallas, or the Clippers can go 2-1 tonight. Timberwolves can go 3-0 tonight. Bucks can go 2-1 tonight. Indiana Pacers can go 2-1 tonight. It's going to be a tough task, but I'm enjoy it. Then, tomorrow game, we got the Cavs Orlando. Can the Orlando tie the series 2-2, or can the Cavs go 3-1? That's going to be a good game. Can the OKC go up 3-0? And Pell can go take a note. Pell win 1-2. Then, you got the Heat versus the Celtics game. That'll be a good game. Can the Celtics go 2-1. Can the Heat go 2-1? Yeah. Nuggets versus the Lakers. Can Nuggets defend the Lakers? Go 4-0, sweep the Lakers. Or can the Lakers? No, tomorrow. Can the Lakers win the game 3-1? And make this season, last. So, it's going to be a good matchup this week. And then you got Sunday game, of course. Got Knicks versus the Seven Sisters. Can the 76ers tie the series 2-2? Can the Knicks go 3-1? Can the Clippers and Dallas Mavericks? We don't know yet. So, I say the Dallas go up 3-1, or the Clippers go 3-1. And then the same thing for the Bucks. Can say the Bucks go up 3-1, and Indiana go 3-1? Can we say Timberwolves go up? Wait, Timberwolves play tonight. So let's say the Timberwolves win tonight. Go off. They can sweep the Suns 4-0. Or will the Suns go up 2-1? They win tonight. Say the Suns tie one, and then they tie the series 2-2. So first Sunday, say Maverick. So both teams go 2-2. So say the Timberwolves win tonight at 3-0. Then say Timberwolves win Sunday. They swept the Suns. Say if the Suns win tonight 1-2. And then if they win Sunday 2-2. It can go either both ways. That's all I'm seeing. Like, it can go either both ways. It's just like it's here. And you got to enjoy it. Because anything can happen. Teams can have their off days. They can't click it on, because they don't want to go home, get swept, and be the first team get swept in the playoff this season. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Both teams not going to lay down. No team not going to lay down for each other. You just got to bring your A game. Don't, you know, take your foot off the brake at all. No, the speed at all, you know. Don't take your feet off at all. And just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going to that buzzer. You know, you got four quarters and 12 on the clock. So, yeah, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep on to it say 0-0-0. So you gotta keep on fighting, keep on fighting, keep on fighting, and just enjoy the moment. Enjoy also take a game at a time, one game at a time. So enjoy. Okay, before we go, let's take a deep breath, man. That's another day right here. God first, so first. If you don't got kids, salute to you guys. Just sing about that salute. Or in a relationship, salute to you guys. God for yourself, first enough at a relationship, no kids, salute to you guys. On y'all big. God for a kid, for yourself, first enough at a relationship, kids, salute to you guys. On y'all big one. God for a kid, for yourself, first out to the same prayers like that. Then y'all big one as well. Salute to you guys. Also, make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure y'all tell a friend, tell eight people about Chaiton Empire. And make sure you guys put it on for your dog, cat, squirrel, snake. Put it on for them. Also, make sure you guys, shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Always check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We still in season 4 of Chaiton Empire. Check it out. Good content on every episode, season. Go check it out. We still, like I said, we still in season 4. Go check out the pack, before we draw. Check out, before this episode drop, check out the preview episodes. Also, check out season 1. Good content. That's how we started season 1. Go check out season 2. That's when it was, you're getting juicy. Season 1 was just juicy, but that was season 2 was juicy. Then we got season 3, it was juicy. But now we still in season 4, juicy. But good episodes you can go check out. You really enjoy each and every episode. Go check it out. Also, make sure you guys, you know, enjoy you guys' weekend. Enjoy. You know, today is Friday, so happy Friday to you guys. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, I wrote it to everyone today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Enjoy guys' birthday. Enjoy it. Don't let nobody steal your joy at all today, tomorrow, Sunday. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Enjoy you guys' weekend. Enjoy. Always say this, if nobody love you, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. And be safe. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chaiton Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chaiton Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.